It's piping plover nesting season along the dunes of the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The tiny birds were labeled endangered back in the mid-80s. Since then, they've been steadily making a comeback, but it takes a whole lot of effort, as Linda Steffen reports.
Just being flighty.
Visiting Ludington State Park recently, I stumbled upon one of this year's nests, a female who's chosen to rear her young in this park before, but this time, she picked an odd spot to do it. She's right in the middle of a beachside parking lot. It's hard to spot this tiny nest, which is surrounded by pavement.
This is also the weirdest I've seen in 5 years.
Sarah Saunders and her research crew from the University of Minnesota stand just a few feet away, but they're watching the mother through telescopes.
She seems a little more skittish, so she's up now.
Through nesting season, this crew is traveling the state, banding birds for future monitoring. Meanwhile, a crew here at the state park will watch this nest every single day until the fledglings hatch mid-June, and until they're ready to fly mid-July.
Protecting them and their nesting habitat is protecting a lot of the other dune species, pitcher's thistle, other shorebirds and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a responsibility we have for making sure they're still part of the Great Lakes. So
most of this parking lot will stay roped off as the summer tourist season gets underway. The research crew hopes maybe this mother's public nesting spot will drum up more public interest for protecting the tiny, endangered shorebirds. For the Environment Report, I'm Linda Steffen in Ludington.
This is the Environment Report. As we've heard, piping plovers can sometimes choose some strange places to nest. But usually they like wide, open, sandy beaches with pebbles. They like to lay their eggs out in the open in those pebbly spots, so their nests are pretty vulnerable. Jack Dingledine is a deputy field supervisor with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in East Lansing. He says plovers have been doing better the last couple of years.
Last year we had 66 breeding pairs recorded, and that's up from a number in the 50s the year before. So the bird is still critically endangered. But, you know, at one point when the birds were first listed as endangered under the Endangered Species Act, we had fewer than 20 pairs. So we've made some steady progress in number, and last year we were up again to 66 breeding pairs.
What will it take to get them off the endangered species list?
You know, I think the continued monitoring and protection efforts that we have underway right now are going to be vital for that recovery effort. Continued protection of habitat and working, you know, cooperatively with landowners that we do now, I think is going to be, you know, vital to long-term success. So we do pretty well on reproductive success every year. So it's somewhat slow, but we're headed in the right direction.
What would you like people to know about plovers in terms of if you go to the beach, what should you keep an eye out for?
Well, I guess for the birds themselves, if you see the birds, you want to make sure that you don't disturb them. In particular, if you were to see like what's called a broken wing display, you'd want to back away from that spot because that means they're guarding their nest and you wouldn't want to accidentally, you know, step on the eggs on the nest. The other thing you could do is to make sure that you, you know, have your dogs on a leash and they're not free to possibly chase the birds.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Jack Dingledine is a deputy field supervisor with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.